North Canterbury's community radio station, Compass FM, joining me in the studio at the moment. Jim Cullinane, North Canterbury singer-songwriter and all-round good guy. Jim, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Kerry.
It's our way, buddy. Thanks for coming into Compass FM. The reason why we've got you in here is that you are a local artist. You've been here in North Canterbury at Friendside for about 9 years or so. So, you know, you're an implant from the North Island, is that right?
Yeah, originally, yeah.
An implant or a transplant, one of the two.
Yeah, we've been down Canterbury for about 20 years.
Yep.
And my wife and I moved out to Fernside, actually, about 9 years ago. When the kids left home, we did too.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so the kids
are
leaving.
Pretty cool out there.
Nothing wrong with that. And Fernside's a wonderful part of North Canterbury. You are a singer-songwriter, and we actually play a couple of your songs on Compass FM. In our Sunday morning show, Kiwi Kids. Just having a bit of a look at your bio here, you have been a primary school teacher. Is that where you got the inspiration to start writing songs for kids?
Yeah, it was. I had a midlife crisis and went primary school teaching a few years back, and while I was actually training, one of the teachers said we need a Kiwi version of an ABC song.
Yes.
So I wrote one of them, and the lyrics were quite easy to do for that. It's sort of just follow the alphabet.
Yeah.
And that went down pretty well. And then I wrote another kid song, sort of a silly song called Horsey Horse, which is about a horse. And made up a little video with finger puppets, and the kids really liked that as well. So I just sort of rolled on from there. It was quite good because I was relief teaching, and I'd scoot into new classrooms and, you know, with the ukulele and the video, sing them songs, and I'd get the kids to make their own songs as well, you know, record them on iPads, which is something they hadn't done, and they loved it.
Yeah. And the thing is that what you've done is you've exposed the kids to something different, and who knows, one of those children could have taken what you just did and make a career out of it.
Absolutely, yeah. I did sort of workshops all around, you know, Queenstown and up north, doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And kids love it. But I think the good thing is you can just sort of get them into songwriting as a hobby, and it doesn't need to be a career. It can just be something you do as a hobby, and that's perfectly valid, you know.
Oh,
and same with adults. That's sort of what I'm doing.
I have no idea how to write a song, but I've got lyrics floating around in my brain all the time. How do you write it? How do you write a song, Jim?
I'm just noodling around on the guitar. I'm trying to teach myself the piano at the moment, so that sort of lends itself to different sort of feels for songs. Last couple of years, I've joined online songwriting groups, which are really good. They sort of give you a prompt word, and you've got to do a song every week, submit it online, and then everyone in your group gets to comment on it, and you comment on theirs. And that's a really cool thing because it gets you over the hurdle of being too precious about a song. You just got to get it finished and get it out there.
Yep.
And it gets you over that, you know, sometimes you have a blank page, you could have a tune or something, and what's this going to be about? And any word or anything can just set you off. I wrote a song called Green Thumbs, all about gardening, and the key word for that was asparagus, and you just... It just takes you on. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So it's
one word can influence the next 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. And you just, I've got a little, I call myself Tinker now.
Yeah. Is it your...
sort of band name.
Yep.
And it basically, that's what it is. You know, it's like doing a jigsaw puzzle and you tinker around.
Yep.
And I've taught myself the music production on the computer.
Yeah.
So you can sort of make it up in little chunks and shift them around and try out different instruments.
Isn't it amazing what you can do with technology, eh?
Cool. You can do it on iPads, as I was showing the kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They can do raps and all sorts.
Yep. Sitting in your bedroom or even in the kitchen or even in another room, the front room of a house in Brynwyr, which I heard someone say they wrote a song in.
Yeah.
The front room of the house in Brynwyr.
Yeah.
It is quite amazing. Tinker, is that just you yourself or do you have a band?
Yeah, no, that's just me. It's just a name I go by. Before, I was going as Kahuna Kid Songs.
Yep.
Writing just the kids' music. And I thought as Tinker I could write slightly more grown-up songs.
Yeah, so you say you've been playing guitar very averagely for the last 40-odd years.
It's 40 years this year, actually, yeah.
Playing it averagely.
No, I never went down the route of being a guitar hero. Sort of picked it up at the end of high school, just played by ear, and I guess what I was good at, it was sort of picking up songs from the radio. It was before YouTube, so you'd have to either tape a song off the radio, have a tape, and just work out the chords. Obviously you get the lyrics wrong sometimes. But that's sort of what I did for years and years, and it never really occurred to me to write my own songs until sort of, you know, doing the kids stuff. And since you start, it's sort of like a drug, you just keep going.
Do you start with the music or do you start with the lyrics?
It depends. It's usually the music, but sometimes I was sitting in an airport one day waiting on a plane that had been delayed, and this song called Captain Snowdrop, which was a kid's song, was just like, you know, downloaded from the universe. The whole thing came down and
into your brain.
I just wrote it down. I wasn't even sort of looking for a song, but but that's pretty rare. Most of the time it's
a wee bit of work. Well, at least come up with one word, at least asparagus, and away you go.
Exactly.
Hey, how can people grab hold of your music? Do you have any live performances coming up?
I'm playing at there's Boulder Copper Sounds at Silver Stream Reserve. There's a wee outfit down by the river in Kaiapoi. Have you heard of them? They run quite a few gigs around the place. Nigel, he's pretty proactive. That's on the 17th of March, on a Sunday at 11 a.m. and I'm sort of part of a big lineup. There's all sorts of other local bands. It's pretty good. And Spotify, Bandcamp. I've also made little videos to a lot of my songs with lyrics, and you'll find them on YouTube if you search out Tinker.
Tinker, that's all you need to do. Tinker, T-I-N-K-E-R.
Or Kahuna Kid Songs got a lot of the kid stuff as well.
Okay, I won't spell that because it gets a bit difficult for me, but Tinker is easy, I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, look, this is absolutely fantastic. You're a local man, you've been doing this playing the guitar for 40-odd years and having some fun and educating people at the same time.
Absolutely.
That's what it is all about. You also have your primary job. What do you do for your primary job, Jim?
I've got a wee business fixing doors and windows.
Aluminium or wooden?
Just aluminium these days. Okay. Yeah, which is good.
All right. Well, then that's a good thing too. What we might do is mention that every now and again when we sell your song on the radio.
Absolutely. WiMac Window and Doors.
Go you. Good thing. I like that. Jim Cullinane from North Canterbury out for Inside. Not only a wonderful aluminium joiner, but a singer-songwriter extraordinaire. Thanks so much for coming into Compass FM and having a chat.
Cheers, Kerry.
It's awesome having locals on the radio. The more voices of North Canterbury, the better.
Compass FM.